Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. From Oxbow to Oslo, New York to New Westminster, we're global, baby, covering what matters to you. Let us know in the comments right now. Welcome to another episode of The Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to The Rod Peterson Show. We're coming out of the bunker here in Western Canada, where I thought spring had sprung errantly. And wake up to a blizzard today all through the night. But that's okay, because we're going to keep you warm today. Having coffee here this morning. Thanks for joining us for Canada's only live morning sports talk show. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont there. How are you, Dupes?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
You?
Always great. What do I got to complain about? Are you kidding me? I work 2 hours a day. What do I possibly have to complain about? And you see that large, swarthy, good-looking blonde guy there? That's our sales guy, Tyler, on the couch. No. Frankie Kovacs with us here in the bunker. How are you doing, Frank?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
The Regina Pats career leader in games played, Minnesota North Stars draftee, Frank Kovacs, joining us here in the bunker, proudly now of the Regina Police Service. I got good news and bad news. The good news is today's guest list includes Frankie. He's going to talk sports with us for a while. Davey Hunchak's going to join us, the former head coach of the Kamloops Blazers, Moose Jaw Warriors, Kindersley Clippers, assistant coach for Canada's World Junior Team. The Hunch Bunch will be with us from Kamloops today. Dakota Shepley, Saskatchewan Roughriders right guard, former New York Jet offensive lineman. And Jim Lang is pinch hitting, our good friend Jim Clubber Lang. And I can't wait to chat with Jim. He's pinch hitting because Gord Bamford, we were very excited to have Gord Bamford on, the country star. He's canceled on us today for reasons we'll get into later.
It's disappointing. I was listening to Gord Bamford on the way home, actually. I'm like, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. I'll plug in some of his
tunes. You need it again. Yeah.
Get a refresher. Get excited.
Yeah.
And no.
So Gord won't be with us today. He is going to be with us tomorrow, but we had to shuffle things around. But we were in the pool in Mexico just last week, and I met his manager, Mac Roy, who is a hockey guy. Frank, you'd love him. Graduated from Robert Morris University, hockey scholarship.
Yep.
This is the manager. And he says to me, through his Ray-Bans in this beautiful 27-degree Mexico sun, he says, "Do you have artists on your show?" And I said, "No, but I'll put on Gord Bamford because I'm a fan." And he just, right? So it'll be tomorrow, not today, with Gord Bamford. And so you didn't know his songs, Darren? If you went to a concert,
I did.
Oh, yeah. Well, hard not to.
Hard not to.
Drinking Buddy, Postcards from Pasadena.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you got him. You like country,
love
Frank?
Gord. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, Gord Bamford, doesn't he have a connection with hockey? Didn't his boy play hockey?
That's why he's got to miss today, because his kid's playing.
There you go.
That's why.
There you go.
How do you get mad at a guy? You don't.
I know.
You can't. Right?
You can't.
So double scheduled. And he's from Lacombe, and he's cheering for the Oilers. And I got to ask him if he knows Joey Bouvier, because he's from Lacombe. Do you remember Joey Bouvier, or were you around the world playing hockey?
He was after me, but I do remember his name.
Quite a bit
tough
after
guy,
you.
Right?
Yes, he thought he was.
Okay. One of those guys. One of those guys.
He fought all the time.
That's good.
He just didn't win.
Well.
So what do you call that?
You respect that guy.
You respect a guy like that.
Man, you betcha.
No, he did win his share. Hi, Joe, because I know he follows the show from Lacombe. Good guy. So anyways, that's the guest list today. It's just going to be fantastic. People chiming in today, please. I love this Don Degelman. He says he's watching from St. Paul, Alberta. Good morning, Don, and thanks for that. Remember when I asked people to sign off where they're listening from? That lasted 10 seconds.
Well, it was pretty good, though, for 10 seconds.
It was really cool for 10 seconds.
Yeah,
there's a joke in there somewhere. St. Paul, Alberta, the home of Rachel Homan.
I saw Randy Nickel up there.
Randy Nickel from Cochrane, Alberta.
Yep.
Jack Fulton checking into the RP show from Palm Desert. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. We love to hear it, please. Where you're watching from today. Right. Frankie, you're fitting in right. I love this.
Good.
You fit right in.
You make it easy.
Yeah, right. Make it easy. Are you not a coffee drinker? You didn't want coffee.
I had a coffee before.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
One or two a day, that's enough for me.
Moderation?
Yeah.
What's
enough.
That?
I don't know. Just had enough. Two's enough. Two's enough.
No, what is the definition of moderation? I've never known.
I don't know.
I've never known. I actually got quite a few show topics. I had an eight when I was driving up here. An epiphany. Can't really remember what it was now. I had seven, magnificent seven show topics written down. If I think of the eighth, I'll bring it up. Here's what we're going to talk about. Number one, show topic today. What happened to you last night, Darren?
What do you mean?
I was texting with you, tweeting with you throughout the Blades game, and then you just ghosted me.
Oh.
I thought you'd fallen off the face of the earth.
No, I was dialed into the game. It was like a playoff game last night in Saskatoon.
Yeah, but the Blades fans are upset. I'm reading on Twitter this morning. They're upset that the Blades lost at home last night. Well, they had Calgary was there, right?
Yeah, Calgary. It was.
Are they getting complacent?
No, not complacent, but it's just you're starting to see that this team's they're a hardworking team, but they're just missing a little bit of that top end talent, right? They're really now missing Kirby Dach a lot, you know, and that first line. Having that real star power. But they've got some guys who have stepped up really well. Tristan Robbins has stepped up, you know, Kyle Krinkovic and some of those guys. But, yeah, it's playoff time, and they're 1 point away from the playoffs. You know how hard it is to get that last one just to get in, right?
How close they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they're in. 1 point will clinch it, right? That's the magic number to clinch. 1 point. And that game was tied for most of it, so.
So they're in the playoffs now.
Oh, yeah, they'll be in. They didn't get a point last night. So they still need one more point this weekend against Regina. Or they go in the back door if Red Deer fails to get a point, right?
Robert Anderson watching from Oakville, Ontario. Chris Cooper writes in. He says he's watching from Pembroke, Ontario. We're very big in Ontario. John Heaps watching from Scottsdale, Arizona. See how that's just going crazy here? Donald Mitchell watching in Ottawa. Stephen Jacobson watching from Minot, North Dakota. Import fan number 13. So thank you for that. We're going to get to the viewer stats in a moment. Point two, Flames comeback win versus Columbus last night. While you were out grinding, I was watching the Flames from the comfort of my home. And they did come back and they beat Columbus 3-2 in overtime. It was wild in the Saddle Dome. Here's my point on that. And Frank, maybe you have thoughts on where the NHL is right now. But Flames, you cannot play 5-10 minutes a night, even though you won. And expect to win in the playoffs long term. You just can't. They've been doing that. They're the third period team. Maybe they'll play 20 at the most. You're not going to go very far doing that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. As a professional hockey team, you have to play 60 minutes, right? We know that from even PB or novice. They have to play 60 minutes to win a hockey game. So I'm not sure how they can do that. Hopefully they can turn it around.
Right. And I was watching. That's maybe what it was. I was at the gym this morning on the elliptical watching the panel, the Sportsnet panel, and they're saying that the Flames lead the NHL in third period comebacks. Real cool stat in the regular season. Not real cool in the playoffs. I'm sorry. You have to play 60 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, Calgary, they're playing okay. They're getting points. They're back into the playoff mix, and you know, there's looking like a real good shot that we could see that Calgary-Edmonton playoff series, which would just be a dream, especially for people out in Western Canada. But you have to start on time. And going down 2 to Columbus, who's a good team in their own right, and they've been struggling too. You know, to go down 2, you can't keep putting yourselves in holes because good teams will bury you, right?
Yeah.
It's the regular season, and maybe you're not, you know, you let your foot off the gas a little bit, but they'll get buried in the playoffs if you keep going down.
Don Mitchell writes in. He says he's watching from his cubicle at the National Defense Headquarters in Ottawa. Please don't tell my boss. Furthermore, Greg Buchanan writes, watching from Canada's only border city. Just don't tell my boss. That's Lloydminster, which is apparently the only city on the provincial border in Canada. Lloyd, what's with the boss's stuff? Can they not get a free pass to watch the Rod Peterson show?
I don't know.
Not sure about that.
I don't know, baby. Come on, can we get him a doctor's note? Rob Cameron watching in Humboldt. We notice, and Jason Bicek in Red Deer says, yay, the Flames, Rod's number three team. Not even close. I don't think I have a number three team. It's Vegas and Oilers, 1 and 1A, and I don't even think I have a 2. Number three of our Magnificent Seven show topics here in the rollout for flooring superstores, the Brier. Saskatchewan is 6-1. So I'm confused. I'm sorry. I'm confused. I'm not a really edumacated man. I'm not that bright. I see the playoffs are set. I'm thinking, what's today, a day off? I go to TSN.ca, look at the standings. It says everybody's playing at 1 p.m. Eastern. Everybody. Everything's happening.
Yeah.
Go to the gym, put on TSN this morning. They're playing a game. What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
So do you know this?
Yeah. So they have their two pools, and you play everybody in your pool. And then you have the championship pool. So if you make it top four in each pool, you go to the championship pool. The rest, the other four are gone. You go to the championship pool, you cross over, play each other in still round robin, but they call it the championship round.
That's what they're into now.
Yep. Your record comes with you. You keep playing games. Your record continues. And then you get the page playoff with the top four teams. Three plays four and one in one, and one plays two. One plays two to go straight to the final. Three plays four in kind of a quarterfinal, right? And then you have the semifinal the next day. So they're starting right now in the championship round. The cream is at the top. They're playing each other. And then the top four teams will go to the playoffs on the weekend.
They're losing me.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
But when you're
it's
in
confusing.
It, yeah,
a little
bit, yeah, a little when bit. You're in it, it's good. It's just all they've done is you get halfway through this thing and we just knock off the teams that are at the bottom and keep going.
Okay. That's and it. This isn't the first year. I know that.
Second.
But I'm trying my best to follow yeah. it. It's not that easy. For dumb people like me, you got to explain everything.
Mm-hmm.
What are you agreeing with that for? That I'm dumb? Did you hear that? Mm-hmm.
Well,
you got my back, right? You got my stuff. Back.
Yeah, well,
it's easy
too.
To do.
No, me too, man. Me too.
Frankie and I are on the
it.
Same team.
What? I don't like being in the middle of this.
Point four. I don't know about the rest of you. I am just infinitely fascinated with the Tom Brady saga. I was watching ESPN again this morning. Get up. Very interesting world we live in the media. Dana White was doing an Instagram show, an Instagram live show. The president of the UFC, yep. UFC, Tom Brady called into it. Oh did you hear this? Do you know this?
Yeah.
Did you must know it, Tyler, because he's a Patriots fan. In the middle of Dana White's Instagram live, Tom Brady calls in and talks about his future with the New England Patriots. And now, pretty much, it's a foregone conclusion that he's leaving New England. So we've had Andy Dalton linked to the Patriots. We've had your boy Tannehill potentially linked to the Patriots.
Mariota's been linked there. There's been so many guys.
Why
so
are
many,
we hearing nothing in Canada about this?
There's so many guys that are linked to it. You know what I feel? Like we need to do the bulletin board, you know, with the pins and the strings.
Well, ESPN is doing that.
Every time a new story comes out, it's crazy. But we look into all these things. Like, did you see Edelman and Brady at the basketball game?
At Syracuse, yeah.
So they're at the basketball game, and they get on the camera, and Edelman goes, he's coming back. He's coming back. And Brady just smiles coyly or whatever. And then they're at the game and Brady's on his phone and you see
he's FaceTiming.
Somebody from behind is recording. He's FaceTiming with Mike Vrabel, the coach of the Titans, who is his former teammate in New England, who they had that training camp with. They had 2 days of practice, the Patriots and the Titans, the past offseason. And you see all the interactions between Vrabel and Brady. They're still really good friends. The jawing back and forth. It's fun. So there's some connection there. You're reading into every little thing. But
and,
only
right.
Makes me wonder is because we talked about it at the Super Bowl, right? Here's these two great teams, these two young quarterbacks, and Tom Brady's taking over the show. What's he going to do? Mysterious picture. And then his ad. It was just for a TV commercial. And he said, I'm not going anywhere in the TV commercial, right? And it was all about Tom. Is he doing this on purpose?
Well, the pundits, if you will, are saying that he's just loving this. He's never gone to free agency before, and he's loving being courted. What did Willie Jefferson say on here earlier in the week? I love going across the country, being courted by these teams, having your butt kissed. Who wouldn't love it? Tom's never had it before. So he's, Frank, you ever had that?
No. No.
I thought maybe in your free agency you might have been courted at some point.
But it would feel good, right? He's in a great spot in his career. He's done it all. Now he's in a spot where people want him, and he can sit back and enjoy it.
It's exactly
and
what he's doing.
He's in a no-lose situation, obviously, right? Great situation.
Yeah, even if the Patriots don't want him. Like, you know, that was the report a few days ago that there hadn't even been a phone call from the New England Patriots. And then they say yesterday that Belichick and Brady did finally speak on the phone, and it reportedly didn't go well. So,
right. I think they're tired of it.
If they don't want him, you don't want me anymore. There's 30 other teams that'll pick me up.
Go ahead, Frank. Sorry.
Tough situation. I think Tom Brady, obviously an amazing quarterback, but he is getting older.
42. Mm-hmm. 43 this year.
43 years old. So how much more can he do with some other team? Again, he's in a no-lose situation. So I think the Patriots are kind of saying, well, thank you. You've done a great job for us, but we're okay if not having to come back.
Well, we're in a win-now world.
Yeah.
So you see this guy, Blaine Armitage, writes in, and he says he's coming to the 49ers.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, they say Jimmy Garoppolo's going to go to New England. So again, I love this stuff. It's fake news.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
But I can tell you this, the teams hate it. they hate it. The teams hate it.
Of course. Yeah. San Francisco hates it because they got a quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo who's sitting there shaking in his boots that Tom's going to take over his job again and come in and take over. But they're talking about fits and how the 49ers are ready to win in the next 2 years. You know, the interesting one is Dallas. When you think about all the things that Tom Brady needs, you know, whether when it comes to market size and it comes to the fan base and it comes to the division, because you don't want to go, Tom's not interested in necessarily going to a division where he's got to play Patrick Mahomes X number of times a year, right? He's in a pretty slack division right now, right? Cowboys are in a pretty easy division, the NFC East. So, or is the NFC East?
NFC East, yeah.
You know,
no, NFC North.
NFC North, whatever it is.
They're with the Jets and the Dolphins. What division is NFC East, the Cowboys?
That's what I mean, the Cowboys.
AFC.
That's what I'm asking, the Cowboys. Yeah. They're in the
NFC. Oh, I thought you were talking about the Dolphins.
No, the Cowboys Patriots, check off every box for Tom as maybe the best fit, right? But that doesn't mean that that he's going there, that they want him or anything like that. But talking about fits, Dallas and San Fran.
We spent a lot of time on that. And we're running out of time on this segment, by the way. But point six, RP show viewership stats by city really blew people's minds yesterday. Folks, we have literally thousands of viewers in Las Vegas, Nevada. It makes no sense. I'm not even going to try and brag about it. I have no idea why. It's the only American city in the top 10.
Yeah.
And consistently in the top 10. Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been in the top 10 for weeks and weeks.
Over
and
a month.
Oh, at least. It's been 6, 8, 10 weeks it's been in the top 10.
That's crazy. I don't get it. I like it.
Yeah.
But if there was one American city, that would probably be the one that I would pick, that I would want in the top 10. Phoenix would be up there, too. Are those all your fans in Vegas, Frank, watching?
I don't know. That's a pretty cool thing, though, isn't it?
It is. And actually, if I called it up right now, here's your top 10 cities for viewership of this program on a daily basis. Regina's 1, Saskatoon 2, Edmonton 3, Calgary 4, Winnipeg 5, Las Vegas 6, Toronto 7, Hamilton 8, Moose Jaw 9. Moose Jaw makes it up there with the big boys. But Las Vegas, thousands of listeners. I don't get it, but I love it. And viewers.
Yes.
By the way, Monty in Saskatoon wrote in and he said, are we coming up to the Blades game Friday? Pat's Blades. I wanted to, Monty, but we got an invitation from a business in Moose Jaw to come over there Friday, go for supper, talk about sponsorship of this show, and then go to the Warriors Winnipeg Ice Friday night. And quite frankly, nothing could be finer.
Yeah.
In my opinion, than doing that. So I won't be there then. But we're going to come up for the playoffs, Monty. And we're coming up for the Rush game on Saturday. They got the Vancouver Warriors there. Frank, have you been to a Rush game yet?
I haven't, but I've heard lots of good things about it.
It's so good. Maybe now's the time.
Yeah,
are our tickets committed for...
They are not. We might have a ticket for you.
Maybe no time like the
present. What are you doing Saturday?
We'll see.
Number 11, by the way, Joseph Lazito writes in, he says, number 11 city for viewership, New York/Long Island. Joe Lazito, tell all your friends. Let's get the numbers up. And I will say one more. Caitlyn Jenner was in town yesterday. Did you know that? Have you seen the billboards and stuff that she was coming to town? Yeah. My wife went to that. I can't remember the name of the conference that it was. She came home and said it was amazing. Caitlyn Jenner spoke. I've seen it on, my wife's Facebook story, plus everybody else. The world's most famous transgender person, Caitlyn Jenner. And I just want to say, kind of honored that she was in town to speak. Saw some clips from what she talked about. That's a lot of courage to come out and tell her story. So I think that's cool.
That's cool.
Would you, if you had had a spot to go to that, would you have gone?
For sure. I don't want to check that out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I put that in there. I just thought it was super cool. And our sponsor, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions out of Saskatoon, has written in and says, Brett Upton is this week's winner of a pair of Saskatchewan Rush tickets for this Saturday's game versus Vancouver, a Rod Peterson bunny hug, and a $25 gift certificate to Wendell Clark's in Saskatoon. Did you play against Wendell, Frank, or did you just miss him?
Just missed him.
Yeah,
Thank God. But my absolute favorite player. Unbelievable player.
Are you NHL history?
Everything. He's a great player, isn't he? He does it all. Yeah. He scored, he hit, he fought. Great leader.
You
don't get that nowadays.
No, you don't. I get quite offended that he's not in the Hockey Hall of Fame. As a matter of fact, some of the guys that are in there, Eric Lindros comes to mind, Pavel Bure. How are you not putting Wendell in?
He's got to be there. One day he will be.
How's he
He's
not?
He's got to be. He's got to be.
Are they? Yeah, that's a topic for another day. But yeah. This is obviously a points Hall of Fame, not for heart Hall of Fame. How do you not go in there?
Yeah.
I just don't know. There's no answer for me. He is a Hall of Fame player for sure.
Wendell's right here on the desk. Yeah. We look at him every day. For whatever reason, the Blades didn't put a goatee on his bobblehead, but do we have a brown marker around here? Something is wrong with that. There's no goatee on his bobblehead.
We can make that happen.
We can make it happen. Okay, we're going to break. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores. We love them like the Dickens. Trent and Rhonda Dickens over there at Flooring Superstores. Check them out and tell them we sent you. On the way, Dave Hunchak, Dakota Shepley, and Jim Lang. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, get into a brand new Ford Escape for just $22,296 plus tax. And save up to $20,000 on 2019 Super Duties. Only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I got breaking news, Darren. To our Winnipeg viewers, I will be on TSN 1290 this afternoon with Hustler on the afternoon ride.
All right.
Talking about whatever the heck we want to talk about that just came in. So for Winnipeg, tune in TSN 1290 this afternoon, 2:30. I'll be with Hustler.
They'll be upset that we don't have Kyle Connor in the heart conversation.
We got to get to the poll question of the day. But first, a sports update. Lawson Crouse broke a tie midway through the first period as the Arizona Coyotes used a 4-2 win over the Canucks in Vancouver to tighten the playoff race in the Western Conference. The win moves the Coyotes into a three-way tie with Vancouver and Winnipeg in points with 74 for the two wild card spots. However, they are still the odd team out after tiebreakers. The Flames battled back from a two-goal deficit to beat the visiting Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 in overtime. TJ Brody scored the winner for Calgary with 11 seconds remaining in the extra period. Elias Lindholm kicked off Calgary's comeback at 11:14 of the third, and Matthew Tkachuk produced the equalizer at 18:17 with goalie Cam Talbot on the bench. The Philadelphia Flyers beat the Capitals 5-2 to extend their win streak to 7 games and move within a point of first place Washington in the Metropolitan Division. Meanwhile, Ricard Raquel scored with less than 2 seconds to go in overtime as the Anaheim Ducks ended Colorado's 7-game win streak with a 4-3 win over the Avs. In Canada's Kevin Cooey and Ontario's John Epping posted victories to claim the last 2 spots in the championship round. At the Tim Hortons Brier, Cooey defeated BC's Stephen Laycock 9-3, and Epping beat Jamie Cooey of the Territories 11-8 to make the 8-team cut in Kingston, Ontario, the home of Don Cherry, Doug Gilmore, and the Tragically Hip. Sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. The only thing is, I go to tsn.ca to find today's schedule. It's not on there.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing I have, pet peeve with curling, is you put Manitoba, Northern Ontario. Can you put the guys' names beside it? They just expect everybody knows.
I know.
I don't know. No clue.
I know. You're watching, right? It's right. On, so you got to watch.
Right.
Yep. Don't overestimate the intelligence of your viewers and listeners, including me. Trent Bruner writes in, Norway has checked in today. Where were you yesterday, Trent? Sleeping off Tuesday? Trent says, Norway here, the Oilers have better discipline to go in the playoffs than the Flames. The Rush need to hold their own against Vancouver on the weekend. Let's see Dunstone win the Brier. Have a good day back home. Thank you, Trent. He did write in yesterday. It must have been Monday that we missed him. Poll question, which we have not gotten to yet. And Frankie, I'm interested to get your take on that. Who is, Clark tweeted this, Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll question, who is the early Hart Trophy winner in the National Hockey League for MVP? Four options, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Nathan MacKinnon, or David Pastrnak? Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Nathan MacKinnon, David Pastrnak. Who do you think is leading?
McDavid. Or Leon?
Leon, baby. NHL's points leader, 71% of the vote for Leon Draisaitl, the former Prince Albert Raider and Kelowna Rocket. Are we missing anybody on the list, Frank?
Geez, you'd have to think Ovechkin.
He's on fire.
Yeah, he's on fire. Is Crosby still up there? I don't watch hockey too much, so I have to be honest, but those are all good picks, obviously. But I watch the sports and the news in the morning when I work out. I see a lot about Draisaitl, and he seems like a hell of a player. Very consistent player, obviously. But again, you can't argue McDavid. They're all great players. It's hard to pick. It's a tough one.
Yeah, that's why we do it. Exactly. Make you think.
Yep.
Colin Andrew in Winnipeg is watching. He says, forget Connor. McDavid, Hellebuck might drag the Jets kicking and screaming into the playoffs. I say hola Winnipeg because they are our fourth highest viewed city for the Rod Peterson Show. And when we were kicking around our top four, which one of you said Hellebuck? Was it you?
Well, no, I think he's talking about Kyle Connor of the Jets. And that's who I kind of said, maybe Kyle Connor should be part of this conversation because since the middle of December, he's been one of the top goal scorers in the entire NHL and he continues to roll and now he's among the league leaders and he's really stepped up, you know, out of the shadows of Mark Scheifele and Patrick Laine a little bit as a real leader on this Jets team.
It was Clark, as he has pointed out in my ear, that said Connor Hellebuck should be in the Hart Trophy discussion. But as I said, just give him the Vezina and let's be done with it. If you didn't name the top goalie, give it to Hellebuck. Who's the last goalie to win NHL MVP? There's one for you. Sorry to put you on the spot because I don't know the answer to that.
Pretty maybe?
But the Hart is not a goalie trophy.
Well, if he's your MVP, though, why not?
I don't know. Who is it?
Yeah.
Because, let me go to the big board.
Because there's other awards for top players, right? You got the one voted on by the players. You've got the scoring race. You've got the Rocket Richard trophy. Yeah. You got the goalie trophy. But who's the most valuable?
You guys are fast.
Eric Ellis brings up Artemi Panarin of the Rangers, who surprised me when I was looking at the leaders and how he's right up there and he's doing so well. If New York gets into the playoffs, he could get into that discussion. But then that becomes a whole nother argument.
Guys, Clark, I'm serious. Who came up with that? Like in seconds, they had the last goalie. I just want to give them credit. Was it you, Clark? It was Clark. Last goalie to win the Hart. Did it back-to-back years. The Dominator.
Dominic Hasek.
There you go.
Dominic Hasek, but you got to go back over 20 years. Yeah. I'm dead telling you,
for a goalie?
Listen, yes, there's no bigger champion of the pure sport of goaltending or position than me, and even I don't think a goalie should win the Hart.
Yeah.
It's just not a goalie trophy. You have a trophy for goalies. It's the Vezina. Oh, wrong. Carey Price. You screwed up, Clark.
Funny.
It was Carey Price.
As you said that, I started Googling Carey Price. I'm like, I thought Carey Price won a Hart trophy. So
Were you on that one, Clark?
You make a very good point, though. Like, a goalie is a very important part of the team, obviously. But they do have their own trophy for that. So MVP, it's a tough one, right? Again, another tough question to ask. Like, are they that important to be the MVP of the league? But if they do steal games every game...
And yet the NFL MVP is always a quarterback. I can talk about this all day.
Right.
Because I think goalies should be the highest paid player on an NHL team by far, because if you don't have a goalie, you got nothing. Period.
True.
Mm-hmm. How are they not the highest paid players in the game? And they're not. Yet quarterbacks are. And then on the flip side, a 42-year-old Zamboni driver can go in and win a game. So,
well,
maybe it's not that important.
Well, that's part of the difference is you don't need a goaltender to play the game. You play part of the game without one if you pull the goaltender. You can't play the game without a quarterback. You could go six forwards. It's not a great strategy. Ask Scott Barney.
Yeah, try
it
that.
Worked out for Scott Barney, though.
Yeah. Can you put the comment up from the guy watching in Ottawa, please? Clark Colin McNulty.
Can we ask Frank about that to see if he's ever seen
it? We will, but okay. I just want to mention Colin McNulty, if I'm saying that right. He says, no comment on the mess that are the Ottawa Senators. My team goes through team presidents like the players go through sticks. You know, there's a lot of things in the National Hockey League that I found, and actually every pro league, that you're just not allowed to talk about. It's like the drunk uncle that you just don't acknowledge at family gatherings. Eugene Melnyk and the crisis that's the Ottawa Senators, nobody's talking about it anymore. Doug Wilson in San Jose, why does nobody talk about why this guy still got a job, yet they discard coaches in San Jose like crazy? Like, it's just, they don't talk about it in Ottawa. It was, like, I understand that in Ottawa, it's the number one topic. I've spent a lot of time there. A couple seasons with the Riders, we were there for 27 consecutive days. And I get that it's big talk in Ottawa, but nobody's really talking about it. It's like, force the guy to sell a team, stop going to the games, or nothing's going to change. Like, nobody in Western Canada cares about the Ottawa Senators, period. Am I right?
I think 1,000%. Yeah. Aside from maybe four Senators fans that might be west of Ontario. Yeah, I'd agree with you.
Put that quote up. Tatter, say, write that down. Nobody in Western Canada cares about the Ottawa Senators. Nobody.
And it's so different from Montreal or Toronto or any other of the Canadian teams. But for whatever reason, Ottawa, yeah, doesn't resonate.
Scotty Clark watching in Grand Prairie, Alberta. He says, goalies should be the highest paid player on the team. Yep, that's worked out well in Florida with Bobrovsky. Hey, Scott, you need to put players around the goaltender. It's like a quarterback. Don't blame the mess that's the Florida Panthers on the goaltender because he's making too much money. Man, that's a very Calgary thing to say. Katie Fleury writes in. She says, I'm Canadian, and honestly, I don't cheer for a Canadian NHL team. It was an interesting visit with Rempel the other day, how he said it's more interesting when Canadian teams are in the playoffs. I get that, but I don't really care. We brought up, Frank, the Ducks. I mean, if the Ducks went to the Stanley Cup final, who would we be cheering for? Ryan Getzlaf, Sam Steele, Josh Mahura, Josh Manson from PA. I don't care about the Canadian team thing. I get the rest of the country does. But how are you on viewership? And who's your favorite team? Minnesota, because they drafted you?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Leafs?
The Maple Leafs. That's because
I'm surrounded by Leafs.
But that's
fans.
Because back in the day when I was young, there was two channels. And we watch Hockey Night in Canada every
yep.
Saturday.
Right.
And the Leafs play the Canadians or whoever else. It's always the Leafs. So that's who you grew up watching, right?
We've been banging on this door for a while.
Yeah. What? Which door?
Teams. Get your games on television. Get your games on the radio.
Junior teams.
You know, yeah. As great as it is, your social media, your in-game experience can be awesome. But it's not really going to get new fans in a big way. Not like television can. Yeah. When you get people who aren't working for the team, aren't coming from a team channel, that can tell the stories about your team and the stories of the players. Yeah. And, you know, on TV, then you get the stories of the other team and you create some adversity and you fall in love with the players. I mean, it's exactly what it is. I didn't become a Tennessee Titans fan by watching, listening to the radio, games on the radio in Tennessee. I got them because they finally got on TV in Canada, and you start hearing the stories of the players, and you build an attachment. You know, with the Leafs, you got to hear about the stories when they were kids, and you get to see them outside the rink, and then you get to watch the games and see the stories. Get your games on TV.
Katie Fleury, by the way, says she's a Vegas Golden Knights fan. Hey, that makes two of us. And don't forget, Las Vegas is the seventh highest city for viewership of the Rod Peterson Show.
I really thought it was, apologies to Katie. I'm like, Marc-Andre Fleury's family is watching the show?
She maybe is related to Marc-Andre Fleury. I don't know. Actually, I get an email every morning from the National Hockey League that I signed up for, like everybody does, and they had fantasy ratings for the goalies, and Marc-Andre Fleury was ranked like 13th in the National Hockey League. I'm like, what the hell? Why do I read this stuff? Who comes up with this stuff? Which, by the way, reminds me of a conversation. Watch your toes, guys. I'm going to drop some names here, okay? Had a conversation with Grant Fuhr in Saskatoon last month about Stats. And I said to him, Firzy, we're tight now. How do you feel about the argument that you shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame because your numbers aren't Hall of Fame worthy? Goals against, save percentage. He's like, I don't care. Wins. It's all that's ever mattered. That's all will ever will matter. And these fantasy stats in the National Hockey League for goalies, I read it, what the criteria are. Obviously, save percentage, goals against average. They got a bunch of other stats that don't matter. Wins aren't factored into fantasy ratings, and they aren't for NFL quarterbacks either. That'll go on my tombstone.
Yeah.
Wins should be factored into fantasy stats. Why do I get sucked into reading this stuff? Just because they put it right in front of me, that's why.
Well, probably. When you look at wins are a product of the team, not just one player. That's maybe part of it. But it should play a part, though, in a goaltender's stats, for sure.
That's interesting. Katie Fleury says that Marc-Andre Fleury is a distant cousin. Yeah, well, my mom said that Jesse James was a distant cousin of ours.
Rod, what about the fact that a goaltender on a bad hockey team, maybe he's had bad luck and he's played 12 years in the NHL, he's played all these bad teams, but he's a phenomenal goalie. So he doesn't have the wins, but he's a phenomenal goalie.
For what? For a Hall of Fame consideration? Yeah. Or for, well, it's funny you say that. And by the way, Clark, kudos to Clark for falling on his sword. He says he missed Jose Teodor in 2002 as Hart Trophy winner.
Yeah,
too.
I didn't want to tell
him. Oh, Clark, you 2 minutes by yourself. You feel shame. Tuesday night in Humboldt, we're calling the Broncos and the Melville Millionaires. This is an NHL, Frankie, but it's the same idea. Burke Berkelev, the goalie for Melville, who has become a pretty big name in the game, was the goalie of the year in the SJHL, and they're missing the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea. I think the thing is, scouts in particular, but mostly fans too, because Canadians know the game, they can see who's good.
Right. Exactly.
One thing about being good on a bad team, if you can put up those numbers and your team's not going to make the playoffs, that says a lot more about you than putting up the same numbers on a playoff team.
Right.
I mean, a goaltender like Berkelev, who we saw, who's got, a 931 save percentage on a team that's going to miss the playoffs and sitting in the basement. It's the same thing with Joel Holfer, right? I mean, he was on a Swift Current team that was god-awful after and we know it, and it was the expectation that they were going to have a severe drop-off after winning the Western Hockey League Championship. Joel Holfer still has a 9-plus save percentage, and then all of a sudden he's a top trade target, and he goes to Portland, and then all of a sudden he's the World Juniors goaltender, and he's winning a gold medal, and now he's going to be a real good NHL.
Yeah, well, I always go from the scout's perspective. That's how I watch the game. Yeah. Frank, you probably watch it from a player's perspective, maybe a coach. I don't know. But I know from the scout's perspective, because my dad taught me how to watch the game that way, they can see. So you hear it all the time with these young hockey players or of any sport, that they're on a crappy team. Oh, it's ruining my kid's chance of getting identified. No.
Mm-mm.
You just play your best. They'll find you. The scouts will find you. The teams will find you.
The cream rises to the top, right?
All the time.
I bet you.
Yeah. By the way, Tony Steffen trying his best to poo-poo my fantasy sports argument. He says fantasy hockey goalie points include 5 points per win. Not in the criteria that I saw. You can take that down. It's taken up half the screen. Not in the rankings that I saw. And DraftKings for NFL does not have wins for quarterbacks. They don't. Part of the reason why I don't play DraftKings or fantasy sports anymore. We'll pause. Was Jim Lang supposed to join us in hour one? What's the deal? So we're right on time here? Okay, perfect. We're going to Kamloops next. I can't wait to chat with the Hunch Bunch. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 186 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. We'll be right back on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, just ahead of David Hunchak, the Hunch Bunch, for a bit of a hockey update, particularly a junior hockey update. One of my favorite all-time people is Frank Kovacs. He's in the bunker here today. He was a pallbearer at my dad's funeral 2 years ago now. And Frankie called me to go into the Polar Plunge. And I literally said to Frank, I don't care the dates. I don't care when. I'm in. I'll do anything for this guy, no matter what. And we haven't talked about it since. I get asked about that almost every day.
Oh, cool. Right on. That's good.
Like, literally, you know, how was it? You just asked me that in the break. You jumped in it, too.
I did. Second year in a row.
Tell the folks real quick, just ahead of Hunch, what it is.
Well, it's for the LETR, Law Enforcement Torch Run Special Olympics. So what happens is police services across North America put on events for Special Olympics to raise awareness and funds for Special Olympics. And this one was a Polar Plunge in Regina at the Victoria Square Mall. And we raised over $35,000 total combined from that event and the University Plunge. So phenomenal success. And we asked this year celebrities to come and jump, like yourself, and raise money and awareness. And it just went phenomenally well.
I'm so happy to hear that.
How did it feel?
Not bad. But what's funny, when I say everybody's asking me, you know that I'm at the armory every week at the garrison with the soldiers. It's hence where this helmet came from. And they... One of the guys said, were your nuts the size of raisins? It wasn't that bad. I was expecting my heart might stop.
Yeah.
The hot tub looked great, though.
But we're not talking about the hot tub. We're talking about the Polar Plunge. It wasn't that bad. I said it was unpleasant. It wasn't unbearable. So I'll do it again, Frankie, if
awesome.
You ever need it.
I appreciate that. No, that's good.
So now let's go out to BC. Dave Hunchak joining us, junior hockey guy, can get down with this chat like anybody else. How you doing, Hunch?
Doing awesome, you guys. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. So it's been a while since we had you on. As a matter of fact, World Juniors was the last time. And the beautiful thing about you is you can talk about any level of hockey. Can we start with the the BC division of the Western Hockey League here as we get like literally down the stretch and where things stand with, you know, the Kamloopses, the Kelownas, the Vancouvers, and so forth?
Well, Kamloops is going to run away with it and finish in first place. I look at the Western Conference in three levels, actually. You've got Everett and Portland at the top level. Kamloops is kind of in that middle level, along with probably Spokane. And then you got Vancouver, Victoria, et cetera, on that lower level, including Kelowna. So it'll be interesting to see. I remember listening to you guys a couple of weeks back talking about Memorial Cup and listening to you go off on a rant, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's tough to see a team that's barely going to get in to host the Memorial Cup for our league.
Well, thank you for that. My inbox was interesting, Hunch, after that rant, by the way. Everybody agreed. But What's changed? Like, for one, I mean, you have your association with Kamloops. I don't think anybody's arguing with Gilardi as to why he's upset. I mean, Kamloops could still win and get there, right? I mean, I guess they could play that card as a chip on their shoulder. I guess they have to.
Well, they sure can. And I think every team that's got a chance is going to play that chip on their shoulder. I look back at the bid process when it took place. In my opinion, it should have probably went to a place like Lethbridge, who hasn't hosted it before, and has put that money into that building to get it up to standard and code. So, you know, I see where Tom's coming from. I know how the process works when you go into the bidding stuff. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people with the stroke get the pull and get the opportunity.
Very well put, Dave. Far more eloquent than mine. Who is the biggest challenger out of the U.S. division, in your opinion?
Well, that's a great call. It's a neck-and-neck race between Portland and Everett right now. They've been switching back and forth over the last couple of weeks, first and second place. And I know Everett's on a 10-game winning streak right now, and they just beat Portland here last week. So it's going to be a great finish in that division for sure.
Yeah, I saw Spokane, though. They won last night. Yeah, they beat Edmonton in Edmonton, and they're in the top 10. I was just looking at the top 10 rankings this morning. So it is going to be fun. As we always say, the winners are the fans. And by the way, from the viewers, from Tom Geiger. Hi, Dave, from Kindersley. Love the beard. You want to say hi to your
Thanks, Tom,
folks?
Thanks, Tom. I've been working a while on this thing. Thank you. First winner having you.
I don't love it, Hunch. If that means anything, but you got a cute face, man. Why hide it? What do you got on the dub, gentlemen?
I mean, the West is good. The East is interesting. Have you been following the East a whole lot? I mean, PA's back, but they're a young group. And then you got the Lethbridges and Edmontons and Medicine Hats in the Central. I'm having trouble figuring out how this thing's going to get separated, because there's a lot of teams that have a shot.
Well, you'd be aware of Calgary, too. I mean, Jeff loaded up back in the summer when he added Jet Wu, and they're starting to find their stride here now. I had a chance to watch them the other night play here in Kamloops, and they beat Kamloops 4-3. So the East is wide open as well. I don't think you can say there's an odds-on favorite at this point, but I certainly think, like you had mentioned, the PA Raiders, Edmonton's probably got the number one lock, and Lethbridge isn't far behind either. But like I said, I wouldn't discount Calgary and the way Brennan's come on in the second half. Brennan could be a bit of a story as well, too.
Okay, so Dave, this is my theory when it comes to the Memorial Cup. The Western League hasn't had a lot of success there lately. And PA, I think top to bottom, four lines, 6D goaltenders last year, I think there's nobody could play with them for 60 minutes. They were so good. But at the Memorial Cup, you get those three TV timeouts. They're all a couple of minutes. They're a little bit longer than you used to get with the TV here. So you don't need the bottom six guys as much. You can roll, and I think out East, there's a little more high-end talent. And I kind of thought maybe that's one way that Kelowna could scrape something together if they get healthy enough and they can get just six guys up there who can play a lot, get that extra rest. So in that sense, of the teams in the Western Hockey League, you talk about Portland and Everett and, you know, Kamloops is there and the Edmontons. Who's got the best top six, the best high-end talent, the best shot at representing the Western League well in the Memorial Cup in that short style of tournament?
Well, in my opinion, I think it's Everett. And the reason for that is their top nine is as good as anybody in the league. Their top four defensemen are as good as anybody. And they got the best goaltender in the league. And like you guys were talking about earlier, how important goaltending is. You know, when you've got a goaltender that's goals against average is consistently under two, the save percentage is right around that 935 mark at all times. That's how you win, and especially at the Memorial Cup. You basically have two games to get in, and if you lose that first one, you're behind the eight ball right away. And just going back to what you talked about and who's got the best chance, I think, and Rod, you may or may not disagree with me on this, all you guys may or may not, where the Western League, I feel, has problems at the Memorial Cup is, as a league as a whole, when January 10th comes around, teams don't recognize who the number one or two teams in each conference are going to be. And therefore, we don't load each other up. And it's been like that forever. It's been, I remember the year that Kelly hosted in Brandon. We had Travis Hamonic on our team. We ended up trading Travis Ray at the deadline for 3 seconds, and Dallas Earhart came back our way. But you look at the other leagues, when it's time to load up, they load up, and they load up big to make a run at the Memorial Cup.
We actually had that discussion with Colby Armstrong a while back, and It's not going to change. Again, you're so eloquent, Dave. You're much better than me. I guess that's why you're good at what you do. I say this. Those teams load each other up, help each other. In the dub, they line up to knife each other. And I, as always, how's that going to change? I have no idea. And by the way, a note has come in from PA. And I don't know if this is to you or to all of us, but it's from, hi, from Puff. Dwayne Bartley, watching in his office in PA, the longtime outstanding trainer of the Prince Albert Raiders. Ernie Pozlowski writes in from Kindersley and says, hi, Dave. Miss your coaching in Kindersley. Need you back. As you probably noticed, your Clippers missed the playoffs here this year.
And there's an opening.
Hey, would you come back?
Oh, definitely. I'd consider it for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I do miss coaching. There's... You know, I am coaching every day in a sense from a business standpoint, but if the right opportunity came along and if something were to work out, then yeah, I definitely look at going back.
Yeah.
By the way, and Frank, you chime in anytime. We got the career games play leader, the Regina Pats here. He's just didn't want to, he's not chipped in anything. You got all the opinions. I'm sure you got all the knowledge, but on the dub, right, not Frank, winning. Hey?
Frank used to scare the shit out of me when I played against him.
Well, of course,
sorry,
scared,
about that.
Scares the shit out of me now.
Scared everybody. But on that WHL not winning at the Memorial Cup, I would like to submit, and thanks for bringing it up, guys. My opinion is it depends where the tournament is played, for one, the style of play. Remember when Seattle played the Pats in the WHL final in 2017? The Pats were run and gun, up and down. They were so one of the best Pats teams ever. They lose to Seattle. Because they ran them out of the ring physically. They go down to the Memorial Cup in Windsor and don't win a game because they're playing run and gun. Because it was out east. Mm-hmm. And usually in the west, they're playing what the Seattle style would have been. And it's tougher. It's officiated different. It's different styles wherever the tournament is. And sometimes it's just timing. PA goes to Halifax last year and they're completely out of gas. Huntsy sat in that chair and said it. They emptied the tank going to game 7 overtime in the WHL final. How could you argue with that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's circumstance, not a trend thing.
Well, don't good teams just win?
Hey?
Don't just good teams win?
Like, too, but I think the Pats would have at least won a game in Windsor had they been there.
Yeah.
It's somewhat circumstantial, but I look at Brandon. Windsor came in there and beat Brandon in the final like 9-1. Halifax beats Portland and Saskatoon like 8-5. The game is definitely cranked up offensively, and you're right, Rod. All you guys are right. The three leagues are three totally different styles of leagues, and for whatever reason, out in the West, it's always been that grinding style that seems to win.
Are you going to be in Kelowna?
I will be up for sure.
Man, I'd like to go. I'd like to go so bad. Yeah. Any thoughts on the Junior A scene? By the way, we mentioned Kindersley missing, Melville missing, Notre Dame missing. The playoffs start tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. How much of an eye do you have on that?
I do follow it still, obviously, with my connections back there. And just looking at some different highlights when Abby appears that Battleford's the team to beat. But again, it's playoff time. You never know. It's that best of seven grind. And you know, not so much in the Saskatchewan Junior League as it is in the Western League, but travel comes into play, health comes into play, and just sheer momentum comes into play. You get sloppy sometimes.
Hey, I can't let you go without a comment. I'm sure you wanted to talk some NHL because you follow that closely. You're in BC. You know, they're like the Riders. The whole province loves those Vancouver Canucks. So what's the province going through right now with what that team's doing under Travis Green and all the exciting young blood there with the Canucks?
Well, they've done a great job assembling that young talent, and Travis has done a great job of getting him going in the right direction. A couple of my real good friends here in town are huge Canucks fans, and they are cringing at the fact that they're not going to get Markstrom back in time to try and get into the playoff hunt. And it's like you guys were talking about earlier, that goaltender position is crucial. And, you know, Vancouver's only got the one tier one type of guy. Edmonton's got two guys. Calgary's got two guys. It's going to be a complete grind. And you look at your team, Roddy, in Vegas, what they did at the trade deadline, which I thought was a brilliant move by Kelly to add that depth to that goaltender position.
Thank you, Hunch. I appreciate that. Thanks for noticing that the Golden Knights are my team. I appreciate it. Feels good in here. Anything else, buddy?
It's weird because you and Kelly have been at odds at times, have you not?
I don't get it either. But I like being on the same side as McCrimmon, I can tell you that. Maybe we'll finally win.
Absolutely. I got to ask you one question. How bad was the shrinkage in your jump in that ice bath?
Everybody wants to know. Don't ask. Hey, you come do it next year. You can find out for yourself.
No, I'm quite happy right with where I'm at.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'd be interested in doing something like that for sure.
Okay, good. All right. We got your number. Thanks, Hutch. Stay in touch.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
The Hunch Bunch from Kamloops, BC chiming in. We do got to get that dude on more.
Why is everybody so fascinated with your stones?
I have no idea.
He wants to know. But you and Krim, it must be like the WWE, eh? You guys are fierce enemies up on the stage. When you get backstage, you guys are just like,
I think there was a healthy dislike between Kelly McCrimmon and I for a long time. Obviously, respected each other. Mine was, we could never beat him. It ticked me off. And they were making those trades, frankly, no different than Hugh Campbell in the CFL. You know, they were allowed. He was finding loopholes in the WHL Constitution, and that's his job. I get it. And I was thinking, how come our GM can't find these loopholes?
Yeah.
You know, for instance, one of the great ones, and the reason I bring up Hugh Campbell is he did the exact same thing. Kelly and Brandon would make a trade and, like, pick the best players off Prince George, which comes to mind, Colin Kluche and Vasilevsky, and they didn't have to send anybody back to Prince George till the end of the year. And we're like, how does this work? And the Edmonton Eskimos did the exact same thing in 2005. Hugh Campbell was the GM there at the time. He already had Ricky Ray. He got Jason Mazz for half a season from Hamilton and never had to give anything up to the Ticats till the end of the year. And we're like, how? There was nothing against it. Right?
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. But so I can't say that it's
tough
not.
To accept. It's tough
yeah,
to
but
accept.
When you're a rival,
yeah.
You're just sitting there going, how come our GM can't do that?
Yeah.
Right.
So it is nice to be cheering for a team that Kelly McCrimmon runs, let's put it that way. And by the way, how hot are they? By the way, I mean they're a winner.
Yeah. One speed bump, which shouldn't have even been a speed bump in LA, but they're rolling. They're rolling.
Well, and by the way, after having spent, apparently we got Dakota Shepley ready to go here in a moment, so we'll get to him in an hour or two, but having spent, you know, significant time in Vegas there, not only around the Golden Knights, but in the market, a lot of the people are saying, well, what's going to happen when the Golden Knights start to slide? What happens when they're not a contender? What happens when they're not winning? And I'm thinking, you guys don't know your general manager and your management very well. They're not going to slide.
Right.
Brandon never did.
No, they never did for years and years. Yeah.
So, you know, you have a perennial contender here. So don't even talk about it until it happens. Why worry about that stuff? Just keep going to the games.
Yeah.
So.
Enjoy.
Frank, are you sticking with us an hour or two, or are you taking off? What's up?
Whatever you want.
You're good? Okay, we'd love to have you around. Dakota Shepley coming up an hour or two. Plus, I got to get down on this NFL chat with Jim Lang and Tom Brady and all the rest, because it's so much fun to talk about. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get the certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala LT for only $21,511 plus tax. Or check out the certified pre-owned 2019 Buick Encore Preferred All-Wheel Drive. It's only $23,911 plus tax. Only for a limited time at Canada's number one GM certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.